sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Monday, July 28th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Well, breaking all over Washington, D.C., and things that are happening in all the various departments of Donald Trump's cabinet. Secretary of State Marco Rubio exposing a $50 million shadow agency inside the State Department that basically tried to silence Americans. Well, they are eliminating this agency, $50 million annual budget, and restoring free speech here in America. Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, has been sent numerous cases for her office to review and look at investigating from Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and her Director of Elections, Jonathan Brader, required to produce documents before Thursday at 5 o'clock to her office about nefarious things that she's done while being the Secretary of State here in the state of Michigan. Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence, declassifying and putting out there to the public the involvement of former President Barack Hussein Obama when learning that Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton in the November 2016 election, basically on December 9th, held a cabinet meeting where he tasked his Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, FBI Director James Comey, CIA Director John Brennan, to conduct, produce, write a special intelligence assessment that Donald Trump colluded with Vladimir Putin, the Russian government, to win the election over Hillary Clinton. Using that special intelligence assessment report to basically start investigating the incoming president, Donald J. Trump, before he was even sworn in on January 20th of 2017. Donald Trump talked about the Russian hoax. He talked about the fake two impeachments in the United States House of Representatives. He talked about all of the criminal charges they brought against him in all these courts and how he was basically able to defeat all of them. But that 4 years between January 20th of 2021, January 20th of this year, 2025, Donald Trump had 4 years to think about it, to plan out his cabinet, to definitely figure out what went wrong, what needs to be fixed in Washington, D.C. Well, one of the things he talked about on the campaign trail was actually one of the reasons why he got elected, stopping this illegal immigration, start deporting these people out, but most importantly, stop birthright citizenship. Well, they took him to court. And I've got a little segment we're going to play for you in the next segment. What were the ramifications of going to court? Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Donald Trump putting forward an executive order regarding birthright citizenship. It's basically where illegals come into the United States, the woman pregnant has a baby here in America, though the baby, according to the 14th Amendment argument that the liberal progressives have been using for years. The baby is a United States citizen because it was born here. Well, is it really? Because the baby wouldn't been born here had the parents followed our laws for coming into America. Trump and his agenda said basically they entered the United States illegally, therefore they shouldn't be here. Now, just because the woman's pregnant and has a baby doesn't mean the baby automatically is a United States citizen. These, of course, children are referred to as the Dreamers. Well, in fighting Donald Trump's executive order regarding birthright citizenship, ending it, they took him to court last month in June. Well, this woman broke down the analysis of what the judge said, what the ruling was, and this is a very interesting take. I'm going to play it for you right now.
In New Hampshire, just gave unborn children federal rights. Yeah, the same people who screamed, "My body, my choice," just walked into a federal court and asked a judge to protect unborn babies under the Constitution. Let's go ahead and break this down. So a class action lawsuit was filed to block Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship for kids born to illegal immigrants. And the plaintiffs argued that it would cause irreparable harm to the unborn children of those immigrants. So they needed that legal protection right now. And Judge Joseph Laplante said, yeah, sure. So he certified the case, and it explicitly includes unborn children in it. That means that for the first time ever, in a federal courtroom, unborn babies were granted legal standing under the 14th Amendment. And whether the left meant to do it or not, that is a massive pro-life movement win. Because now we have a ruling out there that states that the government cannot harm the unborn because they are considered a person under the law. This isn't just semantics. This is precedent. And now the door is wide open for future lawsuits that protect the unborn, not just in immigration, but all across the board. And the irony of this all is this didn't even involve a single conservative. These were pro-abortion Democrats that are trying to stop Trump that just accidentally argued unborn children deserve constitutional protection. Y'all played yourselves. And I'm going to say this loud and for everybody to hear. Life begins at conception. And now, so does legal protection of it.
This is absolutely amazing. Her analysis is dead on. These were liberal, pro-abortion activists that brought this class action lawsuit because of their hate of Donald Trump and everything that he does, everything that he stands for. They basically filed this lawsuit, gave it to a very liberal judge, and he agreed. Unborn babies have constitutional rights because they wanted them to become citizens upon being born here. When the parents are here illegally, should never have even been here in the first place, but they are. Well, Trump wanted to put an end to it. But there is now legal precedent. This was a federal court. So if you use this judge's decision as legal precedent, it basically is going to make abortion in America unconstitutional. Because of the way they gave constitutional protection to the unborn child. They should have the right to stay here. They should have the right to become a citizen when they are born here in this country. Therefore, being unborn, they have constitutional rights. Well, if that's the case, you're basically now killing a person with constitutional rights here in America. And this wasn't done, again, like she said in the video, this was not done by conservatives. This was not done by, you know, Right to Life of Michigan. or any other pro-life organization. This was done by liberal, progressive activists who brought a class action lawsuit to stop Donald Trump's executive order. It's completely backfired on them without them even realizing it. They argued in front of a federal judge, convinced them to rule in their favor, and basically made the United States a pro-life country. This is absolutely amazing. Now, another component to this whole thing that's happening, while they're so busy in court trying to tie him up, fighting him in court over his executive orders and things he's doing, which the United States Supreme Court, folks, has already ruled that these federal judges cannot issue a nationwide injunction of Donald Trump's actions. You can't, as a federal judge in a certain small liberal district, produce anything that enjoins the president nationwide. So this is going to be interesting how this one goes forward. Does Donald Trump not appeal this liberal judge's decision? Because basically it's made our country pro-life, with the unborn child having constitutional protection. Personhood is basically what he's saying they now have. So this is going to be very, very, very interesting as this case moves forward. And again, this just happened. Just happened. Now, some other things that are happening, going back to the 2016 election, regarding foreign interference. Well, it happened according to Barack Hussein Obama, creating the Russian hoax and basically tasking his directors to justify it, to go after Donald Trump before he was even sworn into office. Here's the other question. Was there foreign interference in 2020? Coming out of Arizona this morning was a signed letter by state legislators, not only in Arizona, but other states as well, saying that the 2020 election needs to have a complete and full forensic audit. There's only one problem. Per national law, federal statute, elections are only, those records only need to be kept for 22 months. But they're saying that what happened was, in fact, a fraudulent election putting Joe Biden in the Oval Office. If that election was overturned, every single thing that Biden signed into law could be undone. Question is, not whether or not that could actually happen, but what about future elections? Is this administration under Donald Trump and his cabinet members going to be able to put in safeguards and protections to protect the upcoming 2028 presidential election to prevent this from ever happening again? Now, of course, we're laser focused on next year's midterm election. Well, things are happening in Washington regarding our very own Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, and her Bureau of Elections Director, Jonathan Brader. Again, they've got to turn in documents to Pam Bondi's office before 5 p.m. on Thursday. And the information provided could, in fact, lead to potential investigations and criminal indictments regarding two federal statutes. These are federal statutes. Now, one thing you have to understand, this takes Attorney General Dana Nessel completely out of the picture. completely out of the picture. And if she's taken out of the picture and this ends up being prosecuted at the federal level, well, guess what? You're now violating federal statute. That's criminal. And if it proves to be criminal, charges could be coming from Washington, not Lansing, against our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. Very, very interesting. And if that's the case, how is that going to affect basically the front runner of the Democrat Party for governor for next year's election? Don't know at this point if there are in fact going to be any charges, but here's what we do know. Federal statutes, potential indictments, well, coming from directly from the National Voter Registration Act, the NVRA, as well as the Help America Vote Act of 2002, known as HAVA. These are federal statutes, folks. 52 United States Code 20501, as well as 52 USC 20901. Could the Secretary of State violated these federal laws? Because basically what they're saying here in this letter, we write to you, to the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, as the chief election official for the state of Michigan, to request information regarding the state's procedures for complying with statewide voter registration lists, maintenance provisions under the National Voter Registration Act, 52 United States Code 20501, and the voter verification requirements of the Help America Vote Act of 2022. This is a letter coming from the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division Voting Section, located at 950 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., July 21st, 2025. Folks, this was just last Monday, giving her basically till the end of the month to provide this information and many others. This is going to be very interesting. And when you look at these documents and when you look at the request for documents, it is very clear, very obviously clear. National Voter Registration Act, as well as the Help America Vote Act, federal statutes that could possibly been violated by Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Additional documents also being requested are in this letter. We'll finish it up on the other side. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number three. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source.